Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. The death toll continued to rise after a car ramming attack at a German Christmas market in the city of Magdeburg that officials said left more than 200 injured. A 50-year-old doctor was arrested at the site of the attack after the car was driven into the crowd. Fiona Jones from Reuters reports.
Shocked residents in German city Magdeburg paid tribute on Saturday to those killed and wounded when a driver plowed into a Christmas market the night before. Chancellor Olaf Scholz visited the scene of what he called an awful crime, laying flowers for the victims, which include a small child. Police have arrested the suspected attacker, who they identified as a 50-year-old Saudi doctor who has lived in Germany for almost two decades.
The motive for the attack remained unclear, and police have not yet named the suspect.
The country's interior minister said he appeared to be acting alone.
Fiona Jones for Reuters. A prosecutor told a press conference that the motive for the attack remains unclear. A rocket from Yemen strikes Tel Aviv, injuring 16, as Palestinians mourn 19 dead in Gaza. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The authorities say at least a dozen more people sustained minor injuries as they rushed to shelters when air raid sirens sounded just before 4 a.m. Saturday Israeli time. The Houthi rebels issued a statement on the Telegram messaging app saying they'd aimed a hypersonic ballistic missile at a military target. The attack comes less than 2 days after a series of Israeli airstrikes on Yemen's Houthi rebel-held capital Sana'a and the port city of Hodeidah killed at least 9 people in response to attacks on Israel. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israel has sent troops into the United Nations patrolled buffer zone in the Golan Heights and beyond in Syria after Islamist-led rebels toppled President Bashar al-Assad in a move widely condemned internationally. This is VOA News. President Joe Biden has secured the 235th judicial confirmation of his presidency. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The confirmation marks an accomplishment that exceeds Biden's predecessor's total by one. Democrats put extra emphasis on the federal courts following Donald Trump's far-reaching first term when he filled 3 seats on the Supreme Court. Biden and Senate Democrats placed particular focus on adding women, minorities, and public defenders to the judicial ranks. About two-thirds of Biden's appointees are women, and a solid majority of appointees are people of color. The most notable appointee was Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, the first African-American woman to serve on the nation's highest court. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
A nearly two-year investigation by Democratic senators of Supreme Court ethics details more luxury travel by Justice Clarence Thomas and urges Congress to establish a way to enforce a new code of conduct. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
Any movement on the issue, though, appears unlikely as Republicans prepare to take control of the Senate in January, underscoring the hurdles in imposing restrictions on a separate branch of government, even as public confidence in the court has fallen to record lows. Republicans have said the investigation is a way to undermine the conservative majority court. I'm Shelley Adler.
According to the fire department, a packed bus collided with a truck and burst into flames early on Saturday in Brazil, killing at least 30 people. The bus carrying 45 passengers had a tire blowout, and the driver lost control of the vehicle, which crashed into an oncoming truck loaded with tiles at 4 a.m. on a major highway near the town of Teofilo Otoni. According to information from witnesses at the scene, the bus was headed towards Teofilo Otoni on the BR-116, lost control, collided with the truck where it burst into flames, then a Fiat Argo vehicle, which was also coming towards Teofilo Otoni, collided with the back of that item. That was firefighter Lieutenant Alonzo Vieira Jr. in a video released by the department. Authorities said all victims have been removed from the site and an investigation would determine the cause of the accident. Authorities in Nigeria say 10 people, including 4 children, have been killed in a stampede in the capital city as a large crowd gathered to collect food items distributed by a local church at an annual Christmas event. Police said the stampede occurred in the early morning hours on Saturday at the Holy Trinity Catholic Church in Maitama. It is the second such stampede in a week in Africa's most populous country. As local organizations, churches, and individuals are increasingly organizing charity events ahead of Christmas amid the country's worst cost of living crisis in a generation. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.